Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, February 25th, Thankful Tuesday. I sure am thankful for you. I want you to be thinking about a person, a place, a thing, an attribute of God, and maybe a circumstance where you are thankful today. In 2 Samuel chapter 12, verses 1 through 10, today we're going to hear David being rebuked by Nathan, the prophet. The Lord sent Nathan to David. When he came to him, he said, "There were two men in a certain town, one rich and the other poor. The rich man had a very large number of sheep and cattle, but the poor man had nothing except one little ewe lamb that he bought. He raised it, and it grew up with him and his children. It shared his food, drank from his cup, and even slept in his arms. It was like a daughter to him. Now a traveler came to the rich man, but the rich man refrained from taking one of his own sheep or cattle to prepare a meal for the traveler who had come to him. Instead, he took the ewe lamb that belonged to the poor man, and he prepared it for the one who had come to him." David burned with anger against the man and said to Nathan, "As surely as the Lord lives, this man who did this must die. He must pay for the lamb four times over because he did such a thing and had no pity." Then Nathan said to David, "You are the man. This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. I anointed you king over Israel, and I delivered you from the hand of Saul. I gave your master's house to you and your master's wives into your arms. I gave you all Israel and Judah. And if this had been too little, I would have given you more. Why did you despise the word of the Lord by doing what is evil in his eyes? You struck down Uriah the Hittite with the sword and took his wife to be your own. You killed him with the sword of the Ammonites. Now, therefore, the sword will never depart from your house because you despised me and took the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be your own. This is what the Lord says, out of your own household, I'm going to bring calamity on you. Before your very eyes, I will take your wives and give them to one who is close to you, and he will sleep with your wives in broad daylight. You did it in secret, but I will do this thing in broad daylight before all Israel." Many of us are probably familiar with this passage. We know what is coming, that Nathan is actually talking about David, but David is caught quite by surprise. He is so mad at the rich man who takes the little ewe lamb. In fact, he burned with anger, it says in verse 5. And he says, "As surely as the Lord lives, the man who did this must die." David knows that there should be consequences for the sin that is so egregious. And yet, he cannot even see it in his own life. Look down at verse 9. Nathan says to him, "Why do you despise the word of the Lord by doing what is evil in his eyes?" Like all of Scripture, this is pointing us forward to the Savior. David should die for his sin. We also have sinned egregiously against the Lord, and we are guilty before him. We've done, like verse 9 says, despise the word of the Lord by doing what is evil in his eyes. But praise be to God, Jesus Christ, our Lord, has come to do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. He has stood in the gap, and he has become sin so that we can become the righteousness of God. But if we read on in the story, we see that sin has consequences. Bathsheba's baby ends up dying, and David realizes the depth of his sin. And so tomorrow we'll read from Psalm 51, which is a great psalm of repentance, and we will cry out to the Lord recognizing, hopefully, with David, just the depth of who we are, so that we can then see the beauty of who Jesus is. Our second passage today is Matthew chapter 16, verses 13 through 20. When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." "But what about you?" he asked. "Who do you say I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." Jesus replied, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Then he ordered his disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah. And now from the book of Proverbs, chapter 25, verses 11 and 12. "Like apples of gold in settings of silver is a ruling rightly given. Like an earring of gold or an ornament of fine gold is the rebuke of a wise judge to a listening ear." Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Let us thank the Lord together as we pray. Lord, we lift our hearts up to you. Everything that we have is a gift from you. We are thankful for many people in our lives. Bring to mind several, even now. Help us to bless their names in front of you. We thank you for a place, a warm place, perhaps. You are so gracious with us. We thank you for something this week that has brought us joy, undeserved joy. And then we thank you, Lord, for your character. We thank you that in you we see wise judgment and a ruling rightly given. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy. And we thank you, Lord, for Christ who came to die for us. We pray all these things in his name. Amen.